Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen.
Be seated. Good evening on this solemn, holy Ash Wednesday, a day that challenges us to remember things we'd rather turn away from, like our own mortality and sinfulness. It's never an easy day, and this year feels especially difficult. Do I need a reminder of mortality as the global pandemic drags on? Do I need a reminder of sinfulness as unprovoked war breaks out in Eastern Europe? Maybe I do need these reminders. Just yesterday morning, sin and death were the last things on my mind. I was in an online team meeting at work, preoccupied with matters that seemed extremely important. I had to get an email out and finish a presentation by noon. The meeting was about to end early, so we'd get some extra time, but then our boss requested a round robin. This is where each member of the team lists the three things they'll focus on this week. What a waste of time today, I thought impatiently. And then a young colleague spoke up. He's in his mid-20s, so he seems like a kid to me, an especially tender one. In the summer of 2020, he moved from Capitol Hill in Seattle to the quiet suburbs of the East Side because he was so frightened by nightly battles between law enforcement and protesters. And yesterday morning, he opened our team round robin by saying he can't focus on anything other than current events. You could see six puzzled faces, including mine, in our little Zoom windows on our screens. No one's ever called anything at work a current event. We were confused. My boss recovered first. He asked if my colleague was referring to Ukraine, which, of course, he was. War breaking out, with all its terrible implications, has this young man angry, despairing, and scared. Slowly, others admitted that they are too. Several of us stated that we stand by Ukraine as the group fell into a reflective silence. And then our Kenyan team member spoke up. This dark-skinned African man lives and works in Nairobi. Our weekly 9 a.m. meeting starts at 8 p.m. for him. He's the only person of color on our small team. Speaking softly, this African man said, although he stands with Ukraine, his feelings are complicated because of the racism. No one knew what he meant. So he told us of reports that Africans trying to flee Ukraine are being held, pushed, and even beaten back at the borders so that light-skinned people can cross first. Imagine our stunned silence and our awkward attempts to find something to say. Some way to voice support for these and all victims of violence and racism. Some way to thank these two young men for reminding us of things we'd rather forget or even ignore. I think we each left yesterday's meeting grappling with hard questions. I asked myself, how can I be so ignorant of all this suffering? And the answer is because I'm thinking only of myself. Focus on the self, of course, directs us away from God. I think this is the prophet Joel's warning when he exhorts us to return to the Lord, our God, with all our heart, fasting and weeping and mourning. Turn away from the sin of self-absorption. Heed the psalm's warning that in and of ourselves, we are but dust. Do not hide from the hard truths of our own sin and death. To be preoccupied with other of my own concerns is to focus on the trivial. I need to return my attention to God, who broadens my perspective to include all my neighbors. In other words, as Jesus puts it, turn from treasures on earth to focus on treasures in heaven. These are two completely different perspectives. So different that heavenly treasure can be unrecognizable from an earthly vantage point. As St. Paul says in tonight's epistle, what seems impossible on earth is divine truth. What seems like poverty is eternal wealth. What seems like nothing is in fact everything. What seems like death is everlasting life. Our mortality is our eternal life. It can be difficult to remember this, but we must, and repent of our sins and return to God. Follow the way where Jesus is leading, even though it leads to the cross. Because after that, it continues to the empty tomb. Tonight, we acknowledge our sin and our mortality. We repent and we turn towards God. We embark on a Lenten journey with Jesus as he moves towards his crucifixion. We pray we can resist temptation to look away, to forget, to turn back into ourselves. May we never lose sight that following Jesus brings us to his resurrection, where we will join all of God's children in everlasting love and life. Amen.